Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Captain Birdbeard, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Harrison, Everly, Analia, and Madeline Uello and their family in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, Oliver, Evelyn, and Adeline and their family in Sudbury, Massachusetts, Buzz Willis and his cats, dogs, and goldfish from Madison, Alabama, Marley and Jude and their family in Chicago, Illinois, and Eli and his family in Iceland. Thank you so much, Eli, Jude, Marley, Buzz, Adeline, Evelyn, Oliver, Madeline, Analia, Everly, and Harrison. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Did you have a plan to start eating healthier in the new year? I did, and Green Chef made that really easy for me. Green Chef is the first USDA-certified organic meal kit company. With plans that fit every lifestyle, including keto, paleo, vegan, and vegetarian, you're sure to find recipes that will work for you. Green Chef's meal kits are full of ingredients you can trust that are seasonally sourced for peak freshness and pre-measured and mostly prepped so you can spend less time stressing and more time enjoying delicious home-cooked meals. I'm not an experienced cook, but I found Green Chef's recipes really easy to prepare and really delicious. I chose a plant-based box and made these artichoke crab cakes that came out really well and were super filling too. And if that's not enough, Green Chef is the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of its direct carbon emissions and plastic packaging in every box, so you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. Go to greenchef.com/stories90 and use code STORIES90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Again, that's greenchef.com/stories90 with code STORIES90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Captain Birdbeard. Once upon a time, in a little fishing town, a couple of friends were building sandcastles on the beach. The sun was shining, the waves were crashing in a gentle rhythm, and the gulls were calling back and forth to each other in their raucous shouts. That much, at least, they had in common with the friends. "Look at my castle," Logan called to his friend Claire. "I'm building a twisty tower. A powerful wizard lives inside, and he tames hermit crabs and rides around on their shells. Onward, my brave steeds!" "Awesome!" Claire called back. "And check out mine! I'm making a rocket ship that's going to blast off to Mars! I've got fins and a booster, and up here is where I keep the laser blaster. Take that, Martians! Pew, pew!" In truth, both of their castles looked more or less the same. The sand was too wet to hold its shape, and they both had lumpy, bumpy piles studded with shells. But luckily, they also had vivid imaginations. "I'm going to add on a spire to my castle," Logan said. "My wizard wants to watch your rocket take off. He can give you an extra push. He just needs to drink a seaweed potion first."
"Sounds good," said Claire. "And we're counting down to blast off. All systems go! Laser rockets burning hot. 10, 9, 8.
"Potion taken. Here comes the magic booster," shouted Logan while Claire kept counting down.
3, 2, 1. Blast off.
She grabbed two big handfuls of her sandcastle and threw them into the air. Logan joined her, and the sky was full of wet chunks of sand, and the gulls screeched in protest and flew away. The two kids fell down laughing.
"A successful launch," Logan said.
"A wonderful spell," Claire agreed.
"So what do we do now? We can't go home until dinner time."
They sat together for a little in the sand, their feet in the cool water of the ocean. They couldn't swim without their parents there, and it was too cold for it anyway. They were neighbors, both their houses just a couple blocks from the rocky little beach. They played games at Claire's house a lot, but due to a spaghetti incident earlier that afternoon, they had been told to stay outside and play until it was time for dinner.
"Hey, look, what's that?" Logan said.
"Where? What? I don't see it."
"There," Logan said, leaning closer and pointing out at the ocean's horizon. "It's far away, but it looks like something big and wooden."
"Oh, I see it now," Claire said, standing up and shading her eyes with her hand.
"Oh, I bet it's an old pirate ship. It probably used to have black sails with skulls and crossbones and a crew full of crazy people. Oh, and a brave captain with some kind of beard name. Blackbeard, Bluebeard, all the best pirates have cool beard names."
"Definitely. Except this captain couldn't grow a beard, so they used to call him Captain No Beard. He hated that, so he became the infamous Bird Beard. Instead of a beard, he had three birds, all parrots, one red, one green, and one blue. He rescued them from wild jungle cats when they were just eggs, and when they hatched, they thought he was their mother. They wanted to be close, and the captain had a big old chin, so they landed there and never left."
"Bird Beard," Claire laughed.
"Definitely. And Birdbeard's beard looks so cool, that's how he got his big and dangerous crew of pirates. They sailed all over the ocean in that ship out there. Of course, that was ancient history, like probably 20 years ago. And ever since, their ship has just been floating out on the waves."
"Oh, I bet the pirate ship is full of golden doubloons, too," said Logan. "Captain Birdbeard and his crew, they raided an old treasure from another group of pirates and had a big sword fight. It was all smoky from the cannons, and you could hear them shouting, 'Aye, matey, and shiver me timbers,' all across the ocean."
"Definitely," Claire shouted.
And both kids were now leaning over the water, peering as hard as they could out into the ocean where the wooden object bobbed blurrily.
"And in the end, it was Captain Birdbeard versus the evil Captain Leechbeard, whose beard, of course, was made of leeches."
"Of course," Logan agreed.
"So Captain Birdbeard and Captain Leechbeard were going at it," Claire continued, "and the enemy ship was on fire, so the two captains had to battle on top of the sails, balancing on a thin line of rope while they crossed cutlasses. And just when the enemy captain was going to strike a final blow with his sword, Captain Birdbeard's pirates burst off his chin. They pecked Leechbeard all over, and he fell off the sail and into the ocean."
"Yeah, it was a mighty victory," Logan declared. "So Captain Birdbeard took over that ship and loaded all the treasure. But when they sailed away, a giant storm came through. It blew all the sails, and it blew away the emergency backup sails, too. The captain went out to catch them, but the storm was so strong, it blew away his beard birds. It was a terrible day, and without those birds, the captain was lost. Everyone abandoned ship, and they had to leave the treasure behind. It's been floating out there for 100 years now, and finally, it's wound up here."
"We're gonna be rich," shouted Claire, forgetting that the two of them had just made the whole story up.
They watched together as the waves tossed the wooden item closer and closer. After a few minutes, they realized it was a lot smaller than they first thought.
"So," Claire said, "maybe it's not a ship. It's definitely still something cool, though."
"Yeah, I bet it's like a smaller boat, like a little lifeboat."
"Oh, of course," said Claire.
"Once Captain Birdbeard lost his bird beard,
He became Captain Nobeard again. His crew didn't respect him anymore and wouldn't listen to a thing he said. He'd tell them to swab the poop deck and they'd say no, so he'd tell them to poop the swab deck and they'd just laugh at him. He tried to grow a beard, but all that came in was a curly mustache, and all the other pirates laughed at him. After that, they called him Captain Curlstache, and it really hurt his feelings. "All right," said Logan. And then he tried to get his birds back, but they were in the middle of the ocean, and so there were no birds around. He even tried gluing birdseed to his face, but then they changed his name to Captain Seedface, and he'd had enough. He loaded all the treasure into his sea chest and waited for it to get dark. That night, he got the chest and got into a lifeboat with it and pushed off into the sea. But sadly, Claire continued, he was lost in the middle of the ocean. There was nothing to eat and nothing to drink. Well, he ate the birdseed off of his own face, of course, and then after that, no one knows what happened to Captain Seedface. Formerly Captain Curlstache, formerly Captain Nobeard, formerly Captain Birdbeard. But the lifeboat with the treasure chest has been drifting around the ocean for years and years, and now it's finally washed up here. Oh, man, Logan said. We're gonna have so many doubloons. As they watched, the waves washed the wood closer and closer. To their dismay, the kids saw a seagull land on the wood, making it wobble slightly in the slooping sea. It was definitely too small to be a lifeboat, or a boat of any kind, for that matter. Okay, said Claire. So, it's not a lifeboat. Of course not, said Logan. Captain Birdbeard, who took his original name back since there was no one around to tell him not to, knew he would never reach land on his own. So, he found a splinter on the lifeboat and poked a hole in his little finger. He squeezed out a single drop of blood and let it fall into the ocean. Of course, all the great white sharks from miles around could smell it, and they came and swarmed the lifeboat, just like the captain wanted. Right, said Claire. And then he took the treasure chest in his arms and jumped onto the back of the biggest, meanest, fastest shark he could see. His arms were full, but he locked his legs around the shark's fin and held on for dear life. The shark went crazy, diving and twisting and turning, but it couldn't buck him off. The other sharks tore his lifeboat to pieces, but Captain Birdbeard rode his shark to freedom. And he and the shark actually became good friends. True, said Logan. But alas, the captain found that he had no taste for treasure. He missed his birds, and no amount of gold could fill the beard-shaped hole he had in his heart. The chest full of gold was weighing him down, and his new shark friend couldn't handle it much longer. The brave Captain Birdbeard didn't want to lose another pal, so he ditched the treasure chest in the middle of the ocean, and he and the shark escaped safely into the sunset. And now, finished Claire, Captain Birdbeard and the shark roam the seas searching for his missing parrots, the green and red and blue, and the treasure chest has just been out here floating all this time until it finally came to us. And here it comes, said Logan. The tide was rolling in and the wooden object was riding high in the water. It was hard to see among the frothy sea, but after a minute, a wave whoosh-washed it onto the shore. The kids stared at it together for a minute. After all that, it was nothing more than a single board. A rusty nail was still hanging out of one end. Not a chest, said Claire. Well, that makes sense, said Logan. You see, after Captain Birdbeard got rid of the chest... Kids! Kids, come home! Called Claire's mother from the edge of the beach. I've got the spaghetti incident sorted out, and it's time for dinner. Come on! Dinner time already? Claire sighed. I guess we better go get some food. Yup, said Logan. It's a shame about that treasure, though. We were this close to being rich. Next time, buddy, Claire said. We'll get it next time.
They turned from the beach, and together, they headed home for dinner. The End. Today's story, Captain Birdbeard, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.